USA 1 of 7. Both teams shooting 30% on the night, just in very different ways.
Mm-hmm. It was even except for the scoreboard.
Yeah. But talk about a lot of great energy, John. Last time we saw Lakers was against Reese a week ago. Mm-hmm. And it was not... It was a little scary for the Lakers. It was not a good showing. Then, of course, on Wednesday they play Bad Axe, and they scored 22 points. Tonight, you're a little hesitant coming in. You're saying, what's this going to come in store? And here they are at the end of the first quarter with a lead 12-10. Yeah. It's good to see the energy. It's good to see the effort coming together slowly but surely here for this Lakers squad and going into USA on USA's court, leading after the first quarter, staying in the fight all the way through. Really into the fourth quarter when they're outscored 9-1.
When you're young, you're going to have inconsistencies. And as the game goes on, everything, the daubers get down a little bit. You're right, 12 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second, and then 8 coming out after halftime, and then all of a sudden, the crash, boom, 1 in the fourth quarter, and that was the story.
When you take a look at Lakers' composition of a roster, 1 senior, 9 juniors, 2 sophomores, and 2 freshmen.
That's a huge disparaging across the board, I'll tell you what. It's hard when you don't have seniors on the team. Next year, Lakers are going to be heavy laden with seniors. And the experience that they gained this year is going to pay dividends next year.
And on the other side of the ball, 4 seniors for USA, 5 juniors, including Keegan Bixman.
The seniors are really doing a good job of playing together, but let's give a little kudos to Connor Gettle. This young man has really, I think, improved quite a lot over the years. Tonight he had double figures. That was the third person for Lakers to have double figures. He had 11, and I thought he was scoring fairly consistently. In the first half he had 5, and of course we have 6 in the second half. I think he's a threat out there, and that's somebody that you can't, let go. Obviously, you can go ahead and hone in on Nash Morton and Landon Zimmer, but having that third option out there, that's going to be really, really important for the Patriots.
So now the Ellington Pigeon Bayport Lakers are now at 5-4 on the season, and they, as far as league play goes,
2-3.
2-3. On the other side of things, the USA Patriots at 4-1, Reese entered tonight at 4-0. Of course, that rematch coming up on Wednesday. You'll hear that game right here on your 102.1 dial and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Reese at USA this upcoming Wednesday. Really, and it's going to decide a good chunk of the Greater Than West.
Things are going to be popping pretty soon, so stay tuned.
John Mooney, what do you think really was the key here? I mean, hot shooting, Landon Zimmer. I mean, you give that man even a glimpse of the basket, he's going to be popping that three, and more than likely, it's going to be going in.
I think experience. That was the whole key to this whole thing. USA has been here before. They've done this quite a lot over the years and everything, and it seems like it's the baton is passed to the next group, and they still perform with the same education in mind. So, yeah, experience, there's just no substitute for that. Now, if the Lakers had the same thing going for them, it might be a different story. I like the energy that the Lakers brought out to begin the game and everything, and that's going to, I think, pay dividends down the road. Right now, when you have 2 seniors as adept as Nash Morton and Landon Zimmer for USA, that's a pretty good advantage that you've got, and they're going to ride that for all it's worth.
So now, John, why don't you take us through kind of a little bit of a preview of what we can expect on Wednesday in this gym, USA hosting the Reese Rockets.
Wow. I would have loved to have seen that game over at Reese, to tell you the truth. How did they do it? Because they just totally destroyed USA. It was not even a close ball game. Just the way things popped. On paper, to me, it looks like Reese is a better balanced team. They've got a strong inside. Rao is just quite a ball player that's starting to come into his own, as is Breckelsbauer, who is a senior. So you expect them to be dominating on the inside, and I don't see a dominant force for the USA Patriots. On the outside, you never know what you're going to get. Johnson, if he has done well in the past as far as a three-point shot, but seems lately is that that thing is not his best friend anymore. But then the wild card is DeMarcus Palmreuter. The kid is a sophomore, and I remember him on this floor. It was a tie ball game, and they put the ball in his hands, coughed it up, and then, you know, it was USA ball, and who's going to take the shot? Well, a senior, take a wild guess who that might be. You know, I think his name is Kramer. And he went down there and, you know, just made the shot, and that was it. I think you have the same type of experience here at USA, but will it come down to that? There's a lot of things that can happen. I think it's a toss-up right now.
All the action will start on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com at approximately 7 p.m. on your hardwood home for high school hoops. And, of course, Reese at USA this coming Wednesday. And it's another doubleheader week for us on right here with Clark and John. And then we have Reese at USA on Wednesday. And then January 31st, a week from tonight on Friday, we're going to be following the USA Patriots again. This time, they're on the road at the Bad Axe Hatchets. So the Greater Than West really, in my opinion, is going to be decided at in some facet next week.
I saw the game against Reese that Bad Axe had, and I'll tell you what, Bad Axe is it's a good club, really a very good club. And that ball game went into overtime, and I'm sure they were thinking, oh, gosh, I wish I had that back again and everything. When you get a chance to steal one on the road, you do so. It didn't happen for the Hatchets that night, and so the Hatchets have been playing some pretty darn good basketball ever since that one little setback. So it's going to be a good matchup with USA and Bad Axe. And, again, another toss-up. That's what I love about the West this year. You never know what's going to happen.
It's the Wild West for a reason. Thanks, John. Great call tonight, as usual. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Dia Services of Cass City, here in Daily Tribune, Kohler Propane, More Motors of Carroll, More Shoreline of Sebring, North Star Bank, D&M Cabinet Shop, Valley Enterprises, USA Schools, Bayport State Bank, Insure Health, Better Life. Are you sure? So on behalf of our entire broadcast team, back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that would be Chandler Pulaski. In-game analysis to the right of me, John Mooney. I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's game. We certainly did. It was an enjoyable one, start to finish, all the way through. The USA Patriots secure their fifth straight victory with a victory over the Lakers, 52-29. Now home against Reese next week on Wednesday, and then on the road at Bad Axe. We'll have both of those games right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. If you want to go back and listen to tonight's broadcast, you can do so starting tomorrow, or maybe even late tonight, depending on when you go to bed. Just go to WLWSports.com, and you'll see the link there. We're also in podcast format on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts. We are there. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. Thank you for listening tonight. Hopefully that rain is still rain out there and not freezing by any means. In the meantime, we will see you Wednesday for another doubleheader week on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services. Final score, USA 52-29 on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
This has been a presentation of the WLEW Sports Network, powered by Agra Valley Services, on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search for WLEW Sports. Your hardwood home for high school hoops is the WLEW Sports Network.